the combination of the spiritual power, spiritual responsibilities and the temporal responsibilities. This was the main cause of that deception. Because, you know, the state of the Arabia in which Ahmadullah found them was that they were a disjointed people of warring factions. And they have never enjoyed rule of the country as an independent state. They had never become sovereigns in their own country in the sense that Arabia was one united country and there was a regular established government. So it came their way only after Islam became victorious with the grace of Allah. Now, there were many among them, in fact the majority among them, who had not accepted Islam in the early part of Ahlul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's prophethood. For instance, during the 13 years of Mecca, there were very few among the Quraysh who accepted Islam, and fewer still among the Arabian tribes who had done so. During the remaining 10 years, up to Sulh Hudaybiyah, there were disturbances all over, and most of the Arab tribes not only had not accepted Islam, but were hostile to Islam. Now, how much time is left to Ahlul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam between Sulh Hudaybiyah and Fatah Makkah? That is 2 years at most, roughly speaking, plus minus. So, that is to say, most of the people who accepted Islam was during, I mean the majority who went with Ahlul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam as 10,000 godly people, Quddusi. The majority among them accepted Islam during this Sulh Hudaybiyah period, Hudaybiyah peace period. And then again war started, although no bloodshed is witnessed during the conquest of Mecca. But after that, you know, the fight of Hunayn and Ghatfan and so on and so forth. So, whoever accepted Islam during this period had very little time to be educated. And after Fateh Makkah, the youth who accepted Islam, not under duress, but of free will, had practically no time to learn things from Ahlul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, because he stayed there for a very short while, and after some engagements, he went back to Medina. And the distance between Medina and Mecca, as you know, is 250 some miles. So there were no modern communications. The obvious fact that they were not trained in the values of Islam was made apparent at Jang-e-Hunayn, at Ghazwa-e-Hunayn. During that battle, the front of the Muslim army consisted mostly of the newly converted youth. And there were 10,000 at that time. The enemy was much smaller in number. And they became proud of the fact that they were so numerous. While previously, all the battles which were won by Ahlul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam were won in reverse order. The majority was on the enemy side and the minority was on the side of Ahlul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So they forgot the to learn the message, to learn the lesson that it was Allah's aid which had made a small people victorious over a great people. And it was not the number which mattered. So why there was an apparent defeat at that time was because of this lack of education, lack of proper teaching of Islam. This youth became proud of their own strength. And Allah gave them a very terrible message to be remembered long after. They were so completely routed that except for Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam and a few whom you can count on fingertips, the entire Muslim army fled. And even the companions of Anzu could not help running away. In fact, they were carried away by the tidal wave of those people who were rushing backwards. Nobody could remain there. They were just lifted off the battlefield.
Why? Most of the companions of Anzu were still alive.
All of them were companions.
I'm talking about
a day when all of them were companions, but the majority among them were untrained. The true companions which had been educated and taught by Hazrat Sallam for the most part of his prophethood were comparatively so few that the newcomers were in overwhelming majority. This is what I'm pointing out. And after Fatah Makkah, when he returned to Medina, he lived for a very short while, and most of the Arab tribes accepted Islam during that period. And a majority among them did not even see him. It is called Amul Wafud, the year of delegations. What happened was that the tribe sent their delegations to Hazrat Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They discussed things and they accepted Islam after a little argument. They went into some argument, of course. And once they were convinced, they were given authority by their tribe to accept Islam on their behalf as well.
So
the majority of the people who accepted Islam was not composed of companions. It was a majority who had not even seen Ahlul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So all this chaos developed because of this. Those who attacked Medina repeatedly in one form or another, or who made use of this situation in their favor to build their own empire out of the Islamic ruins, they availed of this situation to their advantage. And they went to these tribes and gave them some attractive talk, promised them things, and they started hiding with them. So they were hardly Muslims. It's quite understandable.
Things must still remain here, that the Orientals are the non-Muslims to attack Islam from that point of view.
Of course they do.
Yes.
Where there is no room for them to attack, even there they attack. But this is the situation.
Yes.
It's an understandable situation.